Good morning, agent. Now, no use struggling. I assure you, I use only the finest steel in my devious devices. You're not getting out of those restraints. You look surprised. What? Did you not think I would recognize the most famous secret agent in the world? Or that alias you've used for years? And they call me mad. Oh, I know, I know. You've been getting away with it for a long time. Many of my nearest and dearest mortal enemies have been brought down by you just waltzing into their secret base in your suit with your name. Using those clever little devices of yours. Satellites exploded, volcanoes erupted, underwater bases somehow burned down, so many endangered animals killed. They really did have more imagination than sense. But I'm not them. I did not neglect my research. Oh no, my doctorate prepared me well. And time again, I found the same face on surveillance cameras, the same name on guest lists. So I did what any sane person would do. I started rumors that I had a doomsday device and was going to sell it at a fancy casino. I got some friends and colleagues to dress up eye patches and canes and, oh, like Kim Jong-il and Stalin and so on. And then your agency called to get an invitation for an interested party with your name. Well done, subtle as always. I'll admit you did manage to win some money from my sister-in-law. She was the one in the chainmail before the drugs and the gin kicked in. You really shouldn't drink so much, you know. It's not good for you. Anyway, well, the casino night was a big hit. I can't have you disrupting my plans or seducing my secretary or whatever it is you do. No, I think it would be best if you were dealt with. You're probably wondering what overly elaborate, slow, easily avoidable method of death I have planned for you. Sorry to disappoint. It may be elaborate and slow, but it won't kill you, and you won't avoid it. Behold the Bimbofficationator 3000. Yes, I will make all your dreams come true, Agent. I know how much you like to be inside bimbos. So now I will put you in one permanently. It is my masterpiece. True, the last 2,999 models have been flawed, but I'm sure I've got it this time. No more turning people into breasts. No more turning people into Cousin It. So say goodbye to your mind, Agent. Ah, yes, it's working. No need to be frightened, Agent. It's quite painless. In fact, it's designed to be enjoyable. It's part of your programming, you see. Pleasure will now be central to your new life. It's starting to affect you, yes? I can see it in your eyes. That slight dimming as your neural pathways get redirected, the lack of focus as your nipples and genitals get more sensitive. Soon the lightest touch will get you ready to go like a good bimbo. Oh, I think your body's starting to change. Your shoulders and waists narrowing, your hips widening. Your hands and feet shrinking. Oh, your shirt is being stretched out by your new breasts. I bet that feels great with your improved nipples. Oh, I'll get those lips plumping up. You look delicious. Soon your dick will be all but go. It should be tiny by now, but. Note to self, recalibrate the growth module for version 3001. Scratch that. Version 3000 is absolutely perfect. With the swelling of your breasts, the whitening of your thighs, and the fattening of your rear, I don't think your clothes can take much more. Shame about such a nice suit, but you'll feel better with it off. A good bimbo wants to be seen, after all. And you want to be a good bimbo, don't you? Was that a moan I heard? I told you you'd like it. You'll be so much happier as a brainless bimbo slut than you ever were as a brainless agent. Oh, there we go. Now I get to see my creation in all its glory. Those big, beautiful breasts, hard nipples, slender but soft belly. Oh, huge, hard cock dripping with pre-cum, just begging to be sucked. Wide hips, big butt, and let me see, yes, a nice soaked pussy, vagina. Everything is right, just perfect. I'm a genius. Where was I? Hands and feet. Dick. Shame about such a nice suit. Right. You don't have to worry, Agent. I've made sure you'll get to be a good slut. The bimboficinator doesn't just change your mind and body. It also makes you release pheromones that make everyone around you incredibly horny, desperate for you, aching. I can't take it anymore. I have to taste you. This lab coat is so stifling. It's a good thing I dressed for the occasion, or rather didn't. Oh, God. Really, version 3000 was perfect. Your cock is just gorgeous. I want to kiss it and nuzzle it and I don't know what else. Every ridge, every vein is just so beautiful. I love your cock. God. Oh, yes, and these big, heavy balls. I just wanna rub my face into them. Suck on them. Oh, the smell. The heat. Feels so good. I need it in my mouth. It's even better than I thought. I need more. Your pre-cum tastes like. It tastes like so good. Like. Wow. I need more. I'm like, I love tasting your cock. It's like a I don't think I've ever taken anything that deep in my throat. Oh, God, it's so big, though. I can barely get out of my mouth. I know. You can fuck my titties. They're so big and soft. I don't think they used to be this big, but yours are nice too. Oh, but I can wrap mine around your cock like this. Oh, yeah. Oh, doesn't look nice. Oh, pinching my nipples feels even better. Oh, look at it. Going hello, hello. It's so nice that it's so big. I can taste it. I wrap my titties around it. This is so fun. Oh, I keep drooling. Oh, my titties are all wet. I'm drooling in your yummy pre-cum. Oh, but this isn't enough. I know. I need to ride you. Yeah, I'm gonna get on top. I'm gonna sit on it. Like this. Oh, wow. That's crazy. Oh, so good. It's like, oh, and I can play with your titties while I ride you. Yeah. Oh. Oh, yes. Isn't that fun? Watching your titties bounce. You like watching mine? Oh, I ride you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes. Titties like that. And this bed is like steel or something. Let's get you loose and then you can come fuck me in my bed. It's super comfy. We're gonna have a great time.